Agenda item number 17, public hearing pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden.
I know there's always a lot of attention on Menhaden. It can get complicated, but today's more just housekeeping. I'm keeping it simple that way.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing for Chapter 1270 pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden to establish the 2015 commercial non-purseine Menhaden bait sector quota. It's 4,629,542 pounds, and this is a quota reduction to account from an overage from this particular sector for 2014. So Virginia's total allowable commercial landings for Menhaden is 318,067,167 pounds. This large chunk is split among three different sectors. You have your purseine Menhaden bait, your purseine Menhaden reduction, and then your non-purseine Menhaden bait sector, which is what we're talking about today. That gets the 5,021,529 pounds. That was the quota for last year. However, 2014 landings exceeded this amount by 391,988 pounds. And this sector is the gears that you're more familiar with, your gill nets, pound nets, hall seines, stuff like that. Menhaden are a little different because their rules are actually also spelled out in the Code of Virginia for us. The code states our quota and what to do if we go over quota, so that's what's highlighted in subsection B. If the total allowable landings specified in subsection A are exceeded in any year, the total allowable landings for the subsequent year will be reduced by the amount of the overage. Such overage shall be deducted from the sector of the fishery that exceeded the allocation specified. And then we also have the same verbiage in our own regulation in Chapter 1270. Any overage of a sector's commercial quota will be deducted from the following year's quota for just that sector. So since that's the sector that went over, that's the one it's being deducted from. This sector is a little different because it's split into gear-specific allocations. You can see the gear names are on the left, the percent allocation that they get with gill nets and pound nets getting the highest. 2014 quota is in the middle here by gear type. Since the sector went over as a whole, all the gears are deducted from equally. It's about 8% from each gear. So the proposed reductions are in this far right column here. And these adjustments only apply to 2015, so the quotas will be modified again for the 2016 season. The proposed amendments are very similar. We strike the 2014 amounts, replace them with the reduced 2015 amounts. So this proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28.2209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing. Staff has not received public comment to date. Therefore, staff recommends commission adopt amendments to Chapter 1270 pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden to establish the 2015 commercial non-purseine Menhaden bait sector quota as 4,629,542 pounds. Any questions?
How did you all determine there was an overage last year of the 389,000 pounds? Was it reporting, harvester reporting, or?
Yeah, it's all through mandatory reporting, and we try to project when certain gears are about to close. So last year, gillnet closed April 7th, and then poundnet closed October 10th. But those are all projected through mandatory reports and buyers, buyer participation with amounts too.
And a follow-up for this season, it closed earlier, I understand, for the gillnets closed.
So it's one day earlier than last year's.
Projected on the new quota, not the...
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? The code does specify what actions we need to take when a sector is over their quota. It's a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard about this one particular facet of Menhaden management? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.